Good morning, fellow Federationists.
Good morning.
I've heard it said that intelligence is the understanding of the interrelationships of people, things, and ideas. If you accept that definition, then intelligent entrepreneurship is finding ways to connect previously unrelated people, ideas, and things to create something entirely new. When you think about eBay, it's easy to understand that concept. In 1995, a group of people in California connected the idea of trading goods and services with the power of the internet and created a company that now has 95 million registered users and 55,000 categories of things to sell, and does, at any given time, 200 listings of products and services. If you think of the definition of intelligent entrepreneurship and apply it to the National Federation of the Blind, you think of 16 people from 7 states who gathered in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania in 1940. They combined blindness with concepts that most of the world thought were unconnected. Concepts like ability, creativity, promise, hope, and great accomplishment. And what has been the result? This organization, the National Federation of the Blind. So it is not surprising, in fact, it's very fitting, that the world's largest online marketplace and the world's largest organization of blind people should combine to make changes in the employment status of blind people. All of us in the Federation believe profoundly in freedom and in the right and the obligation to create our own destinies. For some of us, that means creating our own businesses. And therefore, we have worked over the past year to help people who want to become involved in eBay in two ways. We're going to be hearing from 2 of 16 blind people who came to Baltimore at the end of February for an intensive course in creating eBay online businesses. Throughout the week, we've heard from 200 of you who are interested in doing the same, or at the very least, in doing a little bit of buying and selling and sharing things on eBay. So I would like to call up 2 people who have been part of the Entrepreneurs Project, and I will have them speak to you briefly and then talk to you about how this relates to you, whether you're technically minded or not, or whether you want to be an entrepreneur or not. So if you're not interested in building an eBay business, this still is an important concept for you. The first person I want to bring up to speak to you is a man that we first got to know because of this project. His name is Rick Willison. He currently lives in Vancouver, Washington, and if you listen to where he has lived during his life, most states could claim him. But Rick has quite the story to tell. I will, in the interest of time, give him the microphone. Rick? Right here, Rick. Straight up this way. There you go, to my right.
Well, good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, can you reach over to the person next to you and stick your wet finger in their ear and wake them up and so they can say good morning as well? Would that be all right? Goodness gracious. Good morning.
Good morning.
There you go. None of you get to leave for lunch till you listen to us, so just pay attention. My name's Rick Willison. I am blessed to be here, and I would be remiss if I did not personally tell Dr. Maurer thank you. and the NFB, thank you. Mary Ellen Gabias, thank you, because I was chosen to be a part of this pilot program, and it is an incredible program that I'm in. I'd also be remiss if I didn't send my thank yous and my gratitude out to Jonas Klink and Mark and the rest of the eBay accessibility group, and tell them thank you very much for what they're doing. And of course, my fellow students who have worked very hard, and if I tried to name them all off, I'd get in trouble and forget one and miss say their name and everything else. But thank you guys for being a part of that. I've learned a lot from them and the on-ramp team as well. Mostly this morning, as my wife sits at home and is listening to this online, I want to tell my beautiful wife, Sonia, and my wonderful little daughter, Rayleigh, thank you for letting me come out to this gathering of some of the most incredible people I've ever met in my life. And so, with all the thank yous aside, I do want to share with you just a moment who I am, what I do, and what eBay and the NFB has done for me. So, we should be out of here by about 3:30, okay? So, yeah, I'm bigger than you. So, no, I'm just kidding. Mary Ellen is tugging at me already, so she's gonna, I might be bigger, but she's badder, so that's just the way it is. But, I believe it or not, I am the founder and the president of a small nonprofit organization called Team Jesus Ministries. I'm an evangelist. That's a power evangelist, and I'm a very dangerous person. And the reason I say that is I travel around the world. I've never let my blindness get in the way of doing something great with my life. I truly believe that we are all created with a destiny and a purpose, and therefore we need to do something great with our life. It's not just like an option out there somewhere. It is the option. It's what we need to do. And I began an organization to share the love and of God and the gospel message through Jesus Christ with the world, and I've been allowed to travel literally around the world. Thank you very much. And for those of you who may still be sitting here for the first time or questioning your ability, let me just tell you, I am the leader of a team called the Extreme Team. And our team does very powerful feats of strength. I run my head through stacks of bricks. I bend steel in my teeth. I break baseball bats. And that's just walking down the street. And I do other feats as well with my team and lead them to share and use them as object lessons to show God's power over sin. As we have moved into this past year, everything for the last 12 years was really good. We've always stayed in the black and ran well. But in this last year, things kind of changed. I don't know about for you guys, but we saw the giving to our ministry literally drop in half and maybe just a little more than that. And so it began me thinking, how can I make money? Because I'm not one to sit back and feel sorry for myself and go, oh, poor Tom, you know, I got to do something. And so my wife and I had started a business in 2004 on eBay. She'd got on there very simply. She'd gotten some nursing outfits from a garage sale her mom was doing for free. We talked about being on eBay, being at home, because it was an at-home business. We could raise our daughter without both of us being gone all the time. And we put them on eBay, and guess what? They sold. And we made money. And we thought, well, this is a great idea. The problem we had was it wasn't accessible to me. I couldn't get on there and list, and I had troubles buying and all this stuff. So I was more in the background running our ministry like I do, and she was going after it with all her heart. Well, this last year, I went to our Department of Blind Services, and I said, I want to do something to make some money. I like money. Money's good. And I can use money to fulfill the purpose God's called me to, which is sharing the gospel message, bringing water and food and medical attention to people who need it around the world in third world countries. And my Department of Blind Services, I guess their cane didn't reach that far, and they just couldn't see that happening. And so I quit. I said, no, I won't do that. But to the credit of my counselor, she received an email from this young lady by the name of Mary Ellen Gabias, and she gave it to me. I applied. I ended up in this program. To make a long story short, I got fired up when I came to the program in Baltimore. I was fired up when I got back. I told Jonas right there on video, I will be the first non-sighted person, blind person, whatever you want to be called, I'm going to be the first one to make $1 million on eBay. And if you don't believe me, just watch as we go. But but it's not to pad my pockets. It's to do ministry, because that's what I believe I've been called to do. I went back home and I began to list. And because through the years we've saved our money, we believe in being debt free and all that. We saved up our money in our eBay business at Quality Warehouse there, and so we had money to buy more products. Okay, you don't just jump on eBay and buy a bunch of stuff, but we've progressed enough to where we can buy some things from liquidators and other things. And so immediately I started listing items, betting items, and they were selling and they sold. Okay. And I got to the point, I'll just bring the long story again to a short conclusion here. Over the last 4 months, since March 1st when I got back and started listing, I have listed over 500 things. They've all sold. I've sold over 500 things to a tune of over $12,000 as of today, gross. So it's real. It's not something that's a pipe dream. And you know what? The cool thing about eBay is that to sign up, it's free. To list, it doesn't cost you anything. All it costs you is when you sell something. I want to encourage you out there today to realize whatever your dream is, fulfill it. If you want to make money or even just save money, go to eBay.com, sign up, get going. I don't mean to advertise, but I'm telling you, it's changing my life. I am being changed by these things. I've been blessed in so many ways. eBay and the NFB are just one of those great ways. I want to challenge you. I want to encourage you. And I want to remind you and leave you with this. I've traveled around the world. I've met a lot of people. I've talked to thousands, if not hundreds of thousands of people. And I just want to tell you this one more time. You were created with a destiny and a purpose. You are not a throwaway. You're not a piece of junk. You're not garbage. You need to fulfill your purpose in life. You need to do everything with excellence. You need to do it with intelligence. You need to do it with integrity and intensity. And you know what? You will succeed. It's not you might succeed. You will succeed. So put your whole heart into it. And I'm gonna just encourage you one more time. Get on eBay. You'll make a difference.
Thank you, Rick. When Rick first contacted us, he said, I don't know how to make this work in my world of visual impairment. Now, he came to the program. We urged him to work on his JAWS skills. He came to the program and he began listing on JAWS. Rick's blind and will become more blind over time because of the eye condition he has. He uses a combination of his remaining sight and of JAWS to work on eBay. But when he came in the fall, he thought that he could no longer participate in the family business. Now he's helping his wife to run it. The other person I want you to hear from is someone many of you know, and if you don't know her, you'll want to get to know her. Tanya Gatton of Kentucky. There you go, Kentucky. Tanya Gatton is a former NFB scholarship winner and just an all-round good egg, too. She's before this year, she had not sold a single thing on eBay, and I'll let her tell you her story. Tanya, right this way. There you go.
Good morning, Federation family.
Good morning.
As Mary Ellen said, I am a longtime Federationist. Went to my first meeting in 95 and my first national convention in 96. I have been working for several years as a rehab teacher at our state agency in Kentucky. I'm currently working as an assistive technology trainer, so that's my full-time job, and it's kind of what inspired me to look into the eBay program when I heard or received the emails from NFB about this pilot class back in February. So when I first read about it, you know, my thought was, as a teacher, this would be a great way for me to become an eBay trainer and be able to train blind people how to start their own businesses and start selling on eBay. So I applied for the program, and by the time I got to Baltimore in February and started learning more and more about it, the wheels were just turning, and I decided that you know, this would be a way for my husband and I to make some extra money too. And my husband is also blind. He has some chronic health conditions that don't allow him to work outside the home, so it's an excellent opportunity for him to be able to financially contribute to the family too. So the class just really inspired me to think outside the box and, you know, what could we do with eBay and how could it help in so many different ways. So I came home and started selling. The first thing I sold was an old cell phone with mobile speaks on it, and that sold within about 24 hours. And then I've sold a little bit of everything, just things that we've got around the house and the top of the closet and out in the garage, and started selling for other people too. So our goal was, before I came to convention, to be able to get to power seller status or top rated seller status. And I'm pleased to say we were able to do that by the middle of June. And that was certainly with a lot of help from both the eBay team and my Federation family. And I certainly couldn't have done it without any of you. I'm like Rick, I don't want to name names because I'll definitely leave somebody out. But I'd appreciate the investment that NFB and eBay have made in me. And I really am excited thinking about the opportunities, the potential, and the possibilities, not only for my husband and I, but also to be able to pass that new knowledge and skill on to you guys, and for you all to know that you can do it just like we have and like we're continuing to do. So I want to offer, as I have all week, my help in anything that I can do to help you get started, to know that you can do it, to share the assistive technology skills and the knowledge of the eBay site. Obviously here in the hotel, so you can look me up here. My eBay username is Gattonia, G-A-T-T-O-N-I-A, just a combination of my last and first name. So you can look me up on there and see what we got for sale. Also, I am working toward, you know, wanting to get the certified trainer, certified eBay trainer certification. So looking forward to doing that along the way. So again, thanks to NFB and to eBay and to all of you, and thanks for having me.
Thank you, Tanya. Good job. When I asked Tanya to speak, she said, okay, as long as it's no longer than three words. And I said, remember, you're talking to your family. And thank you, Tanya, for stepping way outside your comfort zone to tell everybody what it is you've accomplished. Now, eBay gives people a 12-month rolling period. You have to have reached $3,000 worth of sales and 100 items sold within a 12-month period to make top-rated seller. Tanya did it in about 3.5 months. And she's now in the top 25% of all eBay sellers. So, and I can tell you that things are only going to grow from here on. We have several other sellers who are either at top-rated seller or close, and we have a number who are building toward that level. So is this for you? I think of eBay selling and what you need to learn and grow a little bit like peeling an onion. Every time you think you've got it, there's another fun and interesting layer of knowledge to acquire and things to pass on. First thing you need to do is to know your screen reader well if you're going to be doing this. You cannot do eBay successfully if your way of navigating a web page is simply to tab and arrow through it. So get your screen reader knowledge way up. Make sure you're well aware of how to do it. It will save you time. Then we are working to create training opportunities from many of the 16 people in the original class. We also have the support of the eBay OnRamp team, who are prepared to work with people We've developed a eBay listserv. Go to www.nfbnet.org and sign up for eBay-talk mailing list. You can learn from your fellow Federationists. You can also go to www.ebayinc.com/accessibility to learn many things that eBay has done and is doing. Are we where we need to be yet? I think of accessibility in a website's a little bit like families on vacation. Someone is always saying, are we there yet? Are we there yet? The truth is that there keeps changing. It keeps changing for the better. eBay is now accessible. Is it as user-friendly as we would like it to be? No, there are new things and positive things happening all the time, and there's improvement going on every month, and so I expect that it will get better because eBay is discovering something that the National Federation of the Blind knows all along, and eBay, we thank them for their profound commitment to accessibility, but one thing they've discovered and will agree with us is that an accessible website is also a well-organized website and a site that's easier for everyone to use. That's the first level of learning for you, is to know your website and then play with it a little. Have fun. Learn something about what you want to sell. Check out a topic that interests you. For example, last Thursday, I went onto the eBay website and typed in Toledo Mud Hens and found out that there are 206 baseball cards, 95 souvenirs and apparel, 30 vintage sports memorabilia, 16 autographs, and 94 tickets. So you can learn all kinds of things about topics you want to know on the eBay site. If you, as you learn to sell, you'll discover sometimes that you'll be successful, and then you'll put something up that you were sure was going to sell for $50, and no one will bid, so that when you do that, you'll cry as if you were peeling an onion, too. I urge you to take a look, whether for fun or profit, and also to contact us. Contact me or Jonas Klink of eBay if you encounter accessibility difficulties, because part of our goal as a group is to make things better for everyone. We in the National Federation of the Blind have always known that we can connect things that are unrelated and make something beautiful. Who would have thought of blind connected with driver? We've done that. We're now connecting blind with eBay Entrepreneur. We invite all of you to explore, to take part, and to join us in this exciting adventure.